my picture in city lights. Photograph for my mind and whatever else you'd like to shoot, you decide. All we...
Okay, so we're going to say the end of that particular one, but I think I'm just going to keep this as the same
recording
and the same like post, like same story. Yeah. We're just going to like sequel it into
Yuri on Ice
because this is going to take place in the same universe, because I don't know why this isn't a thing. I mean, it probably exists, but like,
why not?
Why doesn't it exist more? Because, okay, so, I don't know, timeline-wise, like, I think timeline-wise, they're actually, like, the free people are actually probably right in between everybody else.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they're the same age.
Kosetsky is younger, and Victor and Yuri are older.
Yeah. Even with the age difference between Victor and Yuri, like, Yuri is still older than these guys.
Yeah. So maybe not by that much.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what if they know each other?
I mean, I don't know how much skating and swimming intersect.
They don't.
Except for, like, on an Olympic stage where you're representing your country.
But they're on different Olympics.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, they don't actually intersect at all.
Okay.
However, let's just say...
Except for, like, sports sponsorships and that kind of thing where you bring in multiple athletes to do a thing together to represent, like, a company or...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go, this whole thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to truck a couple years into the future, and these guys are going to be the same age as Yuri, mm-hmm. as Japanese Yuri.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And they're just a little bit older. Like, Makoto's now a coach, and... Mm-hmm. Rin and Haru are working on, like, their second Olympics or their third Olympics. Like, not their third Olympics, but, like, they're working on... They're still on the world stage, and they're still swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Though they're probably starting to get a, you know, athlete life. They're starting to get on in years.
Yeah. Ready to retire.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And this is, like, a hilarious, like, anecdote from... But, like, when they were both... Like, at their... Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when they were at their first Olympics, Yuri would have been, like, in his prime going to, like, skating competitions.
Mm.
Like, that would have been the same sort of time period, like,
mm-hmm.
when Yuri was, like, 19, and they were, like, 19, and they had the same sponsor. Like, somebody had sponsored Rin and Haru and Yuri, and so... They did, like, some sort of magazine shoot together or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if we place it right around the same time as this whole naked photo shoot is going down, then Yuri's not involved in that, but he knows about it. Because they would have been, like, interviewed or something. Like, this is another, like, human interest. Like, these people are sponsored by this particular thing. So, like, we're going to take them all out on, like, a boat and, like... make them answer questions, or like make them do a really stupid stunt and make them answer questions or something.
Take some photos.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Take some photos and like there's a bit of snark back and forth about like from Haru and Rin, like, oh, are you gonna like take off your shirt? And like nothing goes on, but Yuri's like, what?
What is happening? No, we're all keeping our clothes on. What is this about? Swimmers are weird.
Yeah. And Rin is just like, you wear sparkly spandex.
Yes, but it covers all of me, and you have only, like, a triangle covered. Like, no.
Anyway, this somehow, like, Yuri finds out about this thing, and they become friends. Like, they're just some of Yuri's friends, and, like, when he's over in...
I think Yuri and Haru, like, text each other randomly.
Actually. Yeah. I feel like Rin just, like, pops into Yuri's, like, DMs sometimes. And is just like, hey, asshole, you're over in America. I want, like, this list of things. Send it to me. You know. Oh.
So, like, knowing other competitors and sports people. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, and, like, they just have, like, created this friendship that I know it doesn't super go anywhere, but, like, they're there to support Yuri.
And I think Yuri, having heard all of this, like, at some point, like, post-current Yuri on Ice canon, mentions to Victor, like, his sports friends in Japan, and, like, somehow, I think the body issue comes up. And Victor's like, you know, if this happens, like I want to talk because I know you have some body image issues, and as your like coach slash boyfriend slash support emotional unit thing, I just want to like be sure, like talk with you about this before this happens because it might, because you're awesome and I think you're gonna win. And Yuri is like, you know, this like makes me think of this other thing and sort of tells it as an anecdote, and Victor's like, no, wait.
Okay, so I have two thoughts about this. One, I think when there are some deeply hidden pictures from back, like, soon after that interview when they were, like, still flush with friendship and all, like, in the same place.
Yeah.
Where Rin... And, like, where they went out drinking.
Yes!
And
yes!
And so, young, like, 19, 20-year-old, drunk as a hell Yuri Katsuki.
Which we already know his tendencies at that point.
Yeah, like, and, like, is hanging out with Haru and Rin, and possibly with the rest of the crew, but, like, those two specifically. Yeah. And they're like, no, wait! Because I feel like when Haru and Rin get drunk, like, it doesn't happen very often. They don't seem like the drinking type. But, like, Yuri's the drinking type.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Yuri, like, gets them drinking, and they're like, I know that we stopped this, but I think maybe Haru is like, yeah, I have an assignment coming up, like, for, like, my photography thing. I've still got all my setups. Like, I haven't taken it down yet because that's way too much work. Like, do you wanna? And just, like, they have this whole naked photo shoot where it's just, like, porn pose after porn pose after porn pose. And there's definitely...
Beauty comes in and is like, all right, no, what we actually need is to set up a good pole in here because neither of you are doing this right. And actual facts, it should look more like this. And then, like, they have, like... the two of them doing sort of the porn pose at the bottom, like, leaning up towards him and him just being, like, sprawling down the pole.
But just, like, naked. Yes. And every, like, and it's just, like, these wild pictures. Beautifully lit, beautifully composed. And Haru looks at them later, like, hungover. Haru is like, I can't use any of these. Like, all of that time wasted. Well, because
you were supposed to help me with my project.
Well, because he's scrolling through and he finds like a the most tasteful one, which there aren't many, but like he finds a tasteful one. And
it's just like Yuri's foot.
Like and something. Sends it and well, no, like Yuri's full on in it and sends it to Yuri and Yuri's like, no, please don't use it. And Haru's like, yeah, okay, consent is a thing. Like,
I just crop it down to this thing? There's good lighting on just, like, it will just be, like, and Yuri's hand.
Yuri's like, no, please don't. Please just,
I don't want to, it could be recognized someday.
And here's the thing, like, swimming, your reputation matters, but it matters a whole lot less than in figure skating where there's judging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just sports-wise, like, it's hard to argue with times. Like, I'm sure, like, with sponsorships and with, like, blah, 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 like, there's a lot of things that, like, your reputation and whatever. But you can't lose a race as much, like, so much because, specifically because...
People see you in a certain way.
Yeah. Whereas skating, if people see you in a certain way, that can literally just lose you points because they're like, oh, this person is lewd. Mm-hmm. You know? Like... So, Yuri is way more like, oh, yikes, about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sober Yuri.
Yes. Yes.
And Haru, like, he gets it. So, he goes and, like, takes a bunch of pictures of apples or something for his project instead.
Let me just, like, raid my refrigerator. There. Cool. Nice.
Oh, my gosh. He takes a bunch of pictures of, like, apples or bananas or something. Like, something really ridiculous. by the stripper pole that is still in his house.
It lends some interest to the frame.
And his instructor is like, I'm not sure what's going on here. In any case, so these pictures are in his past. Mm-hmm. And he still has them. Because, and it was, like, it's a moment of, like, he looks really good in mm-hmm. the pictures. And he feels really good about himself in the pictures.
Yeah.
Peachy has seen them once.
Yes. I think Peachy really, like, wanted to immediately have them and post them and everything else, but understood that Yuri wasn't going to be okay with that. But keeps being like, you know what you could do?
Yeah.
Like, hey, maybe we should, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and also as context to the scene
and
that you were describing.
Also, like, so can you teach me?
Yeah. And that is how Peachy meets Rin.
Oh, yes.
Makoto is dying.
Yes.
And context, more context, the scene that you had described
mm-hmm.
is, I think Victor's done a body issue.
Yes, for sure. Maybe more than one.
Yeah, like he's definitely been part of a body issue. He hasn't done porn, like nothing porny, only the most tasteful.
Yes.
But he has done the very tasteful body issue.
Yeah.
Yuri has a copy. Yuri yes. knows very well. Yuri's copy is a little well used.
I think Yuri has multiple copies. I think he has, like, pristine, still in the, like, plastic wrap, got this extra special for myself, I'm going to save it collector's item. And then he has, like, one that's kind of dog-eared and slightly falling apart.
And know. And maybe he has some, like, yeah, you don't want to touch that. Like, well, he lives yes. under his bed.
With
the other things that live under his bed. And so, and maybe Victor finds it, like, and that's how this whole body issue thing comes up, mm-hmm. and then they're talking about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're, like, a big person now. Like, wouldn't it be great if we could do one together?
I think that is, Victor is, like, driving. He just really wants to do that couples photo, like, he's
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know, I'm like, there are some people who've been able to do that, and, like, we could be the first people to do it together in the same sport or something.
Yeah, and Yuri's like, no, please, oh God, never find those photos. Like the photos that he still has on his computer, and just now that he remembers them, he knows it's a ticking time bomb until Victor finds them and finds out.
Yes.
But even more hilarious than this whole thing, because so Victor, like, has gotten it into his head that he wants to do a body issue with Yuri.
Yeah. And maybe not that, because they wouldn't both be winning at the same time, but, like, something that was, like, both of you have done this before, and we're going to, like,
yeah.
do a couple's photo shoot that is the, like,
yeah.
I don't know, the, like, yeah, tastefully seems posing around the other person, so none of their parts are shown,
yeah.
but, like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that sort of thing. And he's like, I want to do this. And, like, or because, he's a former winner. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Yuri's a winner. Like, we could do a couples pose, all of that sort of thing. He's like, okay, I want to do this. Like, and he starts talking about it. Like, as really, like, trying to fire himself up. And Yuri's like, oh, fine. Like, I'm not super comfortable with this, but. Like,
Victor's like, but you're so handsome,
and
everyone will see how handsome you are, and I just, you're so amazing.
And it actually
like,
is,
okay.
like, it is actually a good body positivity moment
yeah.
for Yuri, like, as mm-hmm. he sort of starts to get comfortable with the idea of posing naked, and,
yeah.
and he goes
posing
back
naked, not drunk.
Yes, posing naked, not drunk. And then Yurio overhears. And Yurio is like, what the fuck? Why are you posing naked? And Yurio has the same reaction as Rin.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Why?
I think Victor explains it in that sort of way. Not, like, intending to be sort of arrogant or, like,
yeah.
self-aggrandizing about it. But, like, this is a sign of being a true winner and athlete. And Yurio
yeah.
is like, let me out.
No. Yuri explains it that way.
Oh, because, I like that even better.
Because that's the way that the body issue was explained to him by Rin and Haru. as this is a sign of gold, like this is the gold standard, like to get, because that's still how they were thinking. And I mean, I think that's still how they think, like this is like all their golds, okay, but like this is the thing. And then so then Yurio is like, fuck you, no, I will pose naked before
Victor and Yuri.
And thus, like, and I feel like he starts, like, doing, like, practicing a little bit. You know how you...
And I think here, if we're going to do a Yurio Oda back thing, I think he enlists Oda back as his photographer.
Yes.
Like, he's like, I know that my selfies are not as good. Like, I've seen some people have it figured out, but what I'm going to do to, like, be better than everyone else is get another photographer, because I'm smarter about that. Like, and I think maybe Yuri in his like description like actually mentions Rin and Haru, and like actually this led to one of my friend's professions, you know?
Yeah.
Like he is a swimmer, but he's also like now a well-known photographer.
Yeah,
in Japan
because he would
because
be.
Did
now.
This and like Yurio's like ideas.
Yeah. And just like he's like, I'm gonna do this thing, and just like. Does the whole, like, I'm gonna, you know, practice posing naked, and then if you want the sexual tension between him and Otabek, because he's now asking Otabek to take pictures, to take naked pictures of him all the time.
Yes. And Otabek's like, well, I mean, okay, sure, I'm doing this for you as a friend.
I'm not turned on.
Right.
I'm definitely not turned on right now.
We're being very reserved. We're being very respectful. I am, like, taking pictures and trying not to look at you at the same time.
Well, I think it starts out really professional. Like, and really much like a friend helping a friend in a very professional way.
I think he definitely, like, doesn't want to read anything into it. Because I think he understands completely where Yurio is coming from.
Yeah. And it starts out that way.
Yeah.
Because Yurio also knows more about the body issue.
Right.
Like,
and he's not going directly to the softcore porn
exactly.
He's actually doing the thing. And
which
I think
is,
Otabek also, from having been in sports and, like, knowing as well, is helpful in that way of being like, actually, I think you'd be showing off, like, your arm muscles a little more if you just did this. It makes a better line from the camera from
exactly.
this angle, because I'm the one looking through and I can tell you that.
Yeah, and so they're actually doing, like, body issue type poses, but, like, like that sort of thing. And then Yurio actually looks up Haru's photos. And Haru has posted a bunch of his, like, early work. Like, he and Rin have talked about it, and, like, they posted a bunch of, or, like, he's posted a bunch of his early work, and I think,
the
like,
really more subdued ones, but they're still, they're, like, more pin-up sexy rather than softcore sexy.
And then he goes and talks to Yuri again, and is like, get me in contact with your friend, this photographer, because I want to talk, because photography.
Yeah.
And Haru is just like, oh, sure, you want to see, like, the stuff that I did to get ready for the body issue, and just, like, no filter, just, like, sends him everything? And Yurio is like...
Because I don't know that Haru has actually caught the whole thing yet.
Yeah.
Because no one has actually taken Haru aside and been like, okay.
This is... Like, he knows that they're, like, sexy pictures. Like,
right.
He's put that together, but he doesn't, like... He's like, fine.
He doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Like, so what? That's, like, whatever.
Exactly. Like, Haru would happily shoot porn. Like, he would. Like, and would get, like, nothing out of it except that, you know, it would be the most aesthetically pleasing porn.
Yes.
I feel like he's done that. Like, and everybody else is like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, no, can you angle a little more?
This would be like... Do you have a sex tape? No, but I have some really high quality video footage.
Yes!
Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
I designed the lighting rig myself.
And so Yurio has all of these now, like, ultra sexy pictures of this very attractive Japanese swimmer who, like, doesn't look at, like, looks similar to Yuri. Mm. And let's remember that I'm pretty sure Yurio had a massive crush on Yuri.
Yes.
So, like, now he has porn of Yuri's friend, and he's just like, he's, like, beet red when he gets this. He's like, oh, my gosh, holy shit.
I didn't realize this is what I was asking for, but I'm not unhappy about it. But also, what?
Exactly. He's like, I don't understand what's going on here, but my dick is happy.
I think I need a moment to myself.
Yes. I'll be in my bunk. But then he sort of starts thinking about it and going, there are so many more poses than just these. Mm-hmm. And, like, Victor does a lot of modeling.
Yes.
And Yurio knows that he could also model. Like, that's a thing that he is aware could be in his skill set.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay. And so I'm sure he flips through a lot of, like, modeling. And now he's getting experience with Otabek, and he's actually building a portfolio. And he's like, okay, do I want to go there? Do I want to do the porny photos? Mm-hmm. Like, is this a thing that I want to do?
And because a lot of modeling shots have that aesthetic to them.
Yeah, the really right. soft core pinup sort of. And at the same time, he's falling for Otabek, who's taking photos for him. And so eventually he decides, okay, I want to seduce Otabek.
And I'm going to do it through more and more provocative photos.
And so then it gets awkward. Like, before that, it was just all very professional. Like, yes, Yurio was naked, but, like, that's fine. And then, and now Yurio is just, like, posing, like, more and more provocatively.
Like, sultry looking, not even at the camera, directly at you, Otabek.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it gets to the point where Otabek is actually really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know that it's, like, purposefully seductive.
Right.
He just thinks that Yurio's doing this, and I think Otabek actually bows out.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm done, I can't. Like, I can't keep it professional anymore, so I need to remove myself. And Yurio just, like, breaks down. Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, he's not responding. And Yuri probably sits him down and explains, like, maybe words.
Communication is an important thing between two adults.
And Yurio is, fuck that. And contacts Haru and is like, I want to do a photo shoot. And, like, does, like, a very porny photo. Like, we're talking, like, full on, like, my dick is hard and in full view. Like, looking at the camera, sultry, like I want you photo shoot. Like, full on sex shoot. With Haru. And Haru, like, totally professional. And they're also the best pictures that Yurio has had of himself ever.
It's a little bit like, can I come back and do a professional headshot in a week also?
I think they do a bunch of that well, like, before. Yeah. Like, they start with, like, really professional stuff, and they start with all the sorts of things that he can put in his actual portfolio.
Yeah.
And some stuff that he, like, uploads and that sort of thing. And then, like, full porn shoot that Yurio has, he has taken what Yuri has said into consideration. And he's like, okay, I want to, A, make Otabek jealous. B, turn him on, and C, like, actually communicate that I'm into him. Like, I want to do all three at the same time because I am an overachiever. And so he does this sexy photo shoot and then very specifically, like, mails him, like, a flash drive or, like, somehow sends him, like, just him the photos. Mm-hmm. Like, somehow quite safe. Because, again, Yurio is conscious of, like, politics.
Yeah.
And so he somehow sends Otabek these files and is like, these are for you. These are only for you.
I think he also says what's in them too.
Right.
Like, you don't have to look at this, but this is something I would want you to look at if you were interested in looking at it. I'm naked.
Yeah. Just like the like, P.S. I'm naked. And the first one is like more... Like, it's like, on the riskier side of what he and Otabek had been doing, but not full-on porn yet. Like, we're talking softcore, like...
turn back if you don't want to see more. I want you to want to see more.
And that's like, so there's the picture. You scroll to the next one. It's like, he's written, like, he's put it in one of those, like, photo editors and, like, just, like, written that on it.
Yes.
And just, like, it, same photo, just, like, turn back now. But I really hope you don't. And Otepec does not turn back because he also wants Yuri. And then it's like, yeah, Otepec also needs some time in his bunk.
Yep.
And then they get together.
And it's great.
And then Yurio wins gold. And somehow something happens and they all end up in the same, like, and
I think Yurio wins gold and does the body issue and neither Yuri or Victor are in it. And Yuri is like, Victor, I know you really wanted this. So for your anniversary, I've scheduled us an interview. Or our anniversary, I've scheduled us an interview. And they, like, do, inside our relationship, like, magazine piece, which has, like, one of the body shot images, that something that would be that.
Or just a really nice shot of them in bed together or something. Mm. Like, really tasteful.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think with that, then there's, like, a skating family and, like, three, not exactly three generations, but sort of that kind of vibe of, like, it was Victor as the star, and then it was Yuri as the star, and now Yurio is coming into his, like, prime, and Victor has fully retired, and Yuri is in his, like, actual facts last year, and it's sort of a, like, passing of the torch. And so they have all three of them in, like...
Oh, in their body issue poses. Right. Yeah.
Right. All, like, holding their skates and, like...
Yeah.
Each like, holding the skate of the person in front of them or something. Or,
like, and another one, like, wearing their gold medal because each of them has a gold medal at this point. Right. Yeah.
Passing the Olympic fire.
Yeah! Yeah, it's this whole, like, ramp up to the Winter Olympics that year.
Yes.
Like, it's this ramp up about, like, you know, this figure skating family.
Yeah.
The end. Oh, and Otepec is somewhere in there. Like.
Otepec is on the sidelines with the, like, bathrobe being like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and they get Haru to do the, like.
The photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Haru does the photo. Otepec is just kind of like. Why?
Otepec is there for moral support and so they don't accidentally kill each other in between the photos.
And I feel like Otepec meets Haru and expects to be, like, quite jealous because this is the dude that...
Yeah.
And he meets Haru and it's just like...
I think they totally, like, click and start talking about, like, camera tips. Because at this point, Otepec isn't into it like Haru is into it.
No,
but
he's
not.
But
he actually... like, finds it interesting. Like, he's done some research, he does it.
Yeah.
It's not even really a hobby for him, but it is something that he finds interesting.
Yeah.
And, of course, Haru thinks it's great. And so just the two of them start, like, talking shop.
Yeah, and he works as kind of Haru's assistant on the set.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think he's like, why am I basically marrying into this family?
Yes.
They are the most ridiculous. And then he meets Haru, and maybe Rin has come along, like, as Haru's boyfriend, just like, and it's just around, and he's like... Oh, God.
It's even more extended than I thought.
Like, and, like, Peachy is, or, like, Rin is constantly, like, texting Peachy about it. And it's like, Otepec is like, can I?
But I think Haru is also like, can I always have you as my assistant? You are the most competent person I've come across in photography other than me. Like, if you're not going to be savant excellent level, like, this is what I want out of a photographer assistant.
Yeah.
You are exactly what we all need.
And Otepec is like, I have a music career. Like, I'm sorry, dude. This is not what I want to do with my life.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Like, there's always a job for you.
Yes. Yes.
And on that note,
the end.
Thank you. Bonus, I'm sure they do naked photos of, like, all of our faves.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I was thinking more like the ladies and like Peachy and yes. and like all of that, but also Haikyuu. Naked photos become a Japanese sports anime pastime.
So many Olympians.
The end.